get a new car stereo.
Yeah, you got a new car stereo.
And apparently, it will play any video format you can put in it. So I need to find some real media videos.
Yeah.
See if I can find some old, like, 240p videos to play on there.
Are you asking me for my porn library?
No.
Because if you want some 240p porn real videos, I got your back, Jack.
Oh, see, it's not even censored. It's all blurred for you.
You want some old Apple? You want some old Apple? Whatever the fucking Apple player was.
QuickTime.
Yeah, you want
QuickTime movies.
You want some QuickTime pornography, buddy?
Garbage.
I got you.
Am I coming through loud?
Yeah, you're perfect. You're coming through perfect.
How am I coming through?
You're coming through also perfect. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Yep.
And I'm here with Colin's brother, Connor.
Hello.
They've got a theme in their family.
C's. Everybody's name, except for all the rest of the kids.
Except for all the rest of them.
None of them are C names. Okay, so.
All right, they brought me a bunch of fucking gifts, apparently. I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's not my birthday.
Is it ever your birthday when we bring you stuff?
Once a year.
Oh, you know what these are.
Do I?
Yeah.
Are these actually Hormel microwave meals?
Yeah. Roast beef and mashed potatoes, buddy.
What the fuck is going on here? How do I open this?
It's like a little dispenser, too. You put it upside down, and you can just draw it.
Yeah.
Why did you... I mean, I'm...
So...
Thank you.
I went over to my brother's.
Yeah.
Who lives with my mom, who apparently thinks the apocalypse is coming because she listens to Alex Jones.
Right.
And they have probably 50 pounds of these things.
Oh.
And I'm like, you guys are never going to eat all of these before they go bad.
Yeah,
I
off some on my friend because we had so many of them.
Like, they're fine. They're not great or anything, but, you know.
Like,
you just got a prepper's library of fucking MRE fucking main courses.
It's not even MREs, though. It's, like, not really all that good of food.
Yeah, it's like, you'll survive the apocalypse only to die of a heart attack from all the sodium.
Completes roast beef and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
It's like a TV dinner, but, like, all in one little bowl.
That you don't have to freeze. You just microwave for 90 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I guess it didn't even occur to me that it's warm. It's just counter storage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's counter storage.
That's got to be delicious and not...
The meat isn't terrible.
Yeah?
The mashed potatoes, you definitely have to mix them up.
You got to mash them up.
Are we going to call it meat if it doesn't have to be refrigerated? How is it staying not... How is it not... How's it cured?
I will never eat one of those things again. I'm sick of them.
How much fucking salt do they have to put in this meat to keep it from rotting?
A lot. Like I said, you'll survive the apocalypse only to die of a heart attack immediately afterwards.
Well, I'm going to bring them to work this week and see how that goes.
Yep.
I will report back next week.
If you lose 10 pounds, it's the Hormel Completes diet that we're starting.
That's perfect. I'm going to start fucking... Oh, I bet they do have like calorie information.
And they're like a buck a piece too.
Let's see what I like that they just slide out.
They're not very many calories.
Let's see. Nutrition facts. Yeah. Serving size. One tray. Only 220 calories per serving. I wonder, is it filling? Or does it just disgusting so you don't want to eat anymore when you're
14
done?
14 grams of protein. My only issue with it is the mouth feel you get from the potatoes is a little odd.
Yeah.
But
I grew up poor white trash. I'm used to fucking microwave.
Same here. It's like the banquet. A step above the banquet mashed potatoes.
Oh, then they'll be perfect for me.
Because those things are fucking hot garbage.
Yeah, they're rancid.
They're inedible.
If you want to go instant potatoes, go Idahoan or else.
Yeah. I mean, I usually get like, you know, if you get any of the in-a-package brand.
Like, I don't trust box instant potatoes anymore. It's Idahoan or nothing.
Yeah.
So, I know Connor's got something to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
But I have something I got to get off. I wanted to record today because...
I'm glad you guys brought in content, because you know what I didn't bring in?
Content.
Oh. Any content.
Oh, well, I got a whole box of content right here.
Excellent.
It's just going to be great because it's not a video podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. At least I didn't bring gifts this time.
There's a show on Hulu called The Handmaid's Tale. You ever heard of it?
Yeah. The chick is... I would like to describe her as homely because I don't know a better word to describe that main character.
Homely is the exact word to describe.
Google movie. Look.
She is an unattractive woman.
If I am going to... Okay, if I'm a future dictator, if I'm some kind of evil ruler of the Catholic Church, you're really nose-breathing into that mic, buddy. Sorry. You're fine. If I'm like, I don't know, fucking... the cross between the Pope and fucking the villain from Mad Max Fury Road, right? Okay. I'm going to breed with hot women.
Mm-hmm.
Not that woman.
Yeah. So the show's not good.
Yeah.
I've seen like an episode here and there because Doria watches it.
Right.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But I figured out why women like it. Because only women like it. Men don't like it.
Of course.
It's not good.
Right.
They actually... I've had somebody tell me this.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because it could happen.
Oh.
No, it can't. Are you fucking retarded? It cannot happen.
Well, no, it is happening.
It's not happening.
It's literally happened because Trump.
Yeah, they're enslaved as fucking just pregnancy machines.
Yeah.
You're right. It's happening right now.
It's literally the plot of like, Mad Max Fury Road.
It's literally never happened. Not in any fucking recent history that we can think of.
There's probably some communist countries where they do that.
You know what? It's probably still better in those communist countries.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, I don't understand. Like, when I heard that, because I was sitting there thinking about it, I'm like, maybe they think this is like... this could be a reality. And then I asked somebody and they're like, well, it's because it could happen. I'm like, I don't know how to respond to that level of fucking stupidity. Like it couldn't happen. It wouldn't happen. And it's not ever going to happen.
Do you know what that means though, Colin?
That they're stupid.
That means they would let it happen.
Apparently.
That's what that means.
Well, I think part of it is they like watching because like they're fighting back.
Yeah.
There's a rebellion and they think that they would be part of that rebellion if they were.
Well, I get that. I mean, that's why we all love Star Wars, right? Because we pretend.
Yeah, but we all like the bad guys. So.
Oh, yeah. I guess we all like Star Wars because we'd all wanted to be stormtroopers and Darth Vader. You're right.
Yeah, it's like you can't shoot force lightning out of your hands if you're a Jedi. You don't get the cool powers if you're a good guy.
Next argument.
Well, yeah, I mean, you stumped me. I don't know what to do with this anymore because you're fucking right. Nobody wants to be Luke Skywalker. Everybody wants to be goddamn Boba Fett.
Little kids, maybe, but that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, or fucking Darth Vader or fucking... what's his bucket? The... Darth Maul was pretty badass.
Darth Maul was dope, and he didn't even say anything. He just had that crazy
Count Dooku
fucking...
was my favorite.
Count Dookie?
Yeah.
Count Dooku wasn't anybody's favorite.
The fucking robot guy with six arms.
Oh,
he's pretty
General
awesome.
General Grievous.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing the Star Wars universe did really well, is like, all their bad guys are fucking awesome.
Yeah, they're all iconic.
The only good thing about the new trilogy was fucking Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren's pretty awesome.
Who is my favorite character in the entire Star Wars saga. I fucking love Kylo Ren.
I liked Kylo Ren.
Man.
I don't. Women like bad things that are bad because they think that it might be reality.
Yeah.
Like, the person I was talking to said that, and I'm like... Yeah, see, I guess that's the disconnect, is you guys think that that's real, and us men just kind of wish that Godzilla was real.
It's true. Can Godzilla be real?
I wish.
Can we make that real somehow?
Oh my God, or King Kong, or both.
Yeah. How many nukes do we have to drop on Japan to get an actual Godzilla?
Let's just go drop depth charges on a bunch of fucking random tropical islands.
Yeah.
We'll just find one eventually.
Just keep nuking, guys. We'll get a Godzilla sooner or later.
Fuck, it'll be awesome.
Man.
We can have our scientists forget about the properties of lithium and have another Castle Bravo. They miscalculated the nuclear properties of the material they were using, and Castle Bravo's yield was a lot higher than expected. It was 13 megatons instead of 5.
All right.
Where was that one?
Bikini Atoll.
Oh, yeah. That's actually what Godzilla's not actually about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Godzilla's about Bikini Atoll.
Yeah.
Because there was a Japanese fishing ship.
The Red Dragon, right? Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it.
The Lucky Dragon or something like that. Yeah. And it got contaminated with the fallout.
And like some of the sailors ended up dying of radiation poisoning. Yeah. And that's what the Godzilla fear actually was like...
Gotcha.
Americans still testing nukes all around them and still fucking them up like, you know, 10 years after the war was over.
Huh. Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's also where SpongeBob gets its stock footage from nuclear explosions. That's why it's called Bikini Bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why everything's all fucking mutant down there.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's funny.
I never thought of that.
Neither did I. I always just thought it was because Bikini Bottoms.
Yeah. Or something.
That makes sense.
That's fucking funny.
Huh.
Yeah. So, Anyway, that was just my gripe.
Yeah,
it's fucking,
that movie looks dumb, or that show looks dumb.
It's boring.
It's just a bunch of chicks dressed like the flying nun marching around like fucking
and
nun,
then like
Nazis.
Scenes of fucking rape.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that.
I think really it's just like they secretly fetishize that bullshit. It's fucking weird. I just don't fucking get it. I don't know any other answers.
I know.
Because there's a lot of those scenes where it's like the fucking handmaids have to come in and basically drop trowel and fucking get plowed by some fucking dude who can barely get it up.
Right.
Because all the men have to be all fucked up and like,
you know,
they can't perform properly. Of course.
No.
But then they have all these hot women that like they're married to and they don't use them.
Oh.
Because they don't want them to get, oh, it's because they don't want them to get fat. I guess I understand.
they don't want stretch marks on their trophy wives. That's why they have the breeding stock. That's
a good point.
I have no context for this show, but it sounds terrifying and horrible.
It's like a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kinda a dystopian future where for some reason women are just kept as cattle to breed.
Yes.
Oh.
Is there a reason for it? Like, was there some kind of like...
I don't remember that deeply.
Is it like, what's that fucking movie that everybody loves that's fucking awful? Children of Men? Is it like some kind of Children of Men scenario where there's like... Most women can't get pregnant anymore, and so like they probably find the few who can. And
I don't know. I don't.
Children of Men is a dog shit movie, and everybody loves it. It's really? Boring.
That,
nothing
that
happens.
Just came out recently, didn't it?
Like 10 years ago now, man. We're old.
Oh fuck. Yeah, I remember the like trailers for it. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. It's gonna be a thing.
I know. You forget.
Yeah.
I watched. I watched a couple of movies. I watched Stupid Crazy Love because I was on Netflix. It's Steve Carell and Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone.
Okay.
Which I really like Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. And, you know, Steve Carell is the same character in every movie he's ever done. He's Michael from The Office.
Right. It's all he can do.
Which is fine. I mean, I don't mind it. But God damn, that was a funny fucking movie.
Really?
It's actually really good. Ryan Gosling's, I think, even though his eyes are too close together, as Eileen would say, I think he's pretty entertaining.
Right. I like Emma Stone.
And she's funny. Yeah. She's actually a funny woman.
Yeah, that Easy A movie is pretty fucking
good. That movie's fucking great. This one's good, too.
All right.
I also watched, Tenacious D, The Pick of Destiny.
Yeah.
I think it might have been funnier this time around than it was when I watched it originally. That movie came out in 2006.
Yeah.
That's old. I didn't realize it was that fucking old.
Yeah.
We're old, Trevor.
You're very old.
Fuck. And I just saw it up on Netflix and I was like, oh, I'm going to check it out. And I watched it and I'm like, fuck, this is still pretty goddamn funny.
You still laughed at it, huh? Yeah. I didn't laugh at it the first time. It's pretty funny. So.
I like Tenacious D. I enjoy the musical stylings of Jack Black.
That's fair.
That's the only time I really enjoy him, though. Like, as like a regular comedic actor, I could deal without.
Like,
except in Jumanji. He's fucking great as a little girl in Jumanji.
There's one episode of Community I don't like, and it's the one that he guest stars in. And he just fucking ruins it because he's not fucking funny. He's not funny.
It's one of those things where it's like he's always on.
Yeah.
And it gets...
It's not...
It can get...
it's awful.
Just cringy, annoying, I don't know.
Fucking awful.
Obnoxious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like now, I don't think I could watch anything with him in it.
Yeah.
Except for the fucking Jumanji movies because they're great. Have you seen those yet?
No, I haven't.
You should watch them.
I should watch them.
Because they're fucking funny.
Because I'm always like, this all looks terrible, but then it has The Rock in it, and somehow it's perfect.
It is perfect. It's fucking funny.
Like the Rampage movie. I'm like, this Rampage movie should definitely not be even a little bit good.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this Rampage movie is great.
Watch the two Jumanji movies. They're really fucking good.
I mean, also Karen Gillan is fucking smoking.
Yes, Amy Pond.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really hot. I don't think I did anything, watched anything else. I got a new TV upstairs.
Oh, yeah?
And took the one upstairs downstairs.
Yeah, lots of rearranging, getting rid of furniture, getting new furniture.
Yep, cleaning stuff up and then realizing I have too much stuff in one place and have to undo the cleaning I did in the other place.
Yeah.
to put the other stuff in.
Yep.
I got too much shit, it turns out.
Yeah.
And when you have a lot of stuff, you got to make a mess before you can
clean. I need to have like a garage sale or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to do that. I don't want people coming to my fucking house.
Definitely not.
No. Yeah.
It's the worst part.
Yeah, it is.
You got to have an eBay sale is what you got to do.
I need to get that out of my system pretty quick because next year they're going to start fucking making me pay taxes on it.
On eBay?
Yep. Wow. You're supposed to self-report as it stands now.
Of course.
But they don't like enforce. Next year it's enforced.
So it's like they did with like Amazon and out-of-state purchases for sales tax.
Yep. Because, you know, selling used stuff, I should have to pay taxes for selling used things.
Right.
That makes sense.
That's suddenly a thing.
Yeah. I don't.
They can't have you making money without their fingers in
it. Well, they have to fucking, you know, every time a transaction is made, the government needs to have a piece of that transaction.
They need to get theirs.
No matter if it's something they've already gotten a piece of the transaction originally from.
Well, that's why they tax your state tax return.
It's fucking brilliant.
Which is somehow they tax your state tax return as income.
Joy.
Yeah.
Which makes no fucking sense at all.
None at all. Next year, Nebraska is finally, or no, I think they said they're going to start phasing it in. Nebraska is finally going to start dropping the income tax rate on Social Security.
Oh, great.
Because, you know, you have to pay income taxes on Social Security.
That makes sense. That's income, clearly.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Yep.
I fucking...
Our government's really dumb.
No, they're very, they know exactly what they're, fucking.
They're assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing dumb about it. They're taking a piece. They're like the fucking mob, man. The fucking goddamn Paulie fucking Cicero always gets his cut, no matter what.
Fucking terrible. Just terrible.
Goddamn.
All right.
I don't know. Do I even have my phone on me?
Yeah, it's right in front of you. Literally right in front of you.
Yeah, that happens with my phone, black case on black furniture. It's been like built-in camouflage.
Long day. I fucking woke up at 6:30 this morning, couldn't fall back asleep. Then at 9:30, I went down and helped a friend move all day. And now I just want to take a fucking nap. But you guys are like, we have like all this content. Let's fucking record.
Connor is like super excited to come.
Yeah.
Whoa. I don't know what you think. What kind of all right, go
super
ahead.
Super excited to come talk to you on the show.
Yeah, I also come bearing gifts.
All right, here we go with this.
All right. He's I got one for Colin and Trevor, then I can talk about the other stuff.
All right.
Here you go.
Colin has a gift. What is it? Nobody can see.
It is a tritium tube.
What tritium keychain.
So tritium is a, it's explain, Connor, you know
it's
the words
better
than me.
It's a radioactive isotope of hydrogen gas. And inside that tube
always glows.
Is a phosphor.
Will glow for
that reacts with the radiation.
Many,
and
many
light.
Years.
Tritium is a very weak beta emitter, so it can't even penetrate your skin, let alone the case it's in. So no, you know, don't break it open and snort it and you'll be fine.
So it's just like a Homer Simpson radiation tube.
Yes.
In real life.
Yeah. The half-life of tritium is 12 and a half years, so its brightness will go down by half every 12 years. It'll last a long time.
That's fucking cool.
Yep.
Well, Colin, you'll be dead before that goes out. So.
And I have a purple one. It's not as bright because the tritium reacts with the phosphors a bit differently.
Sure.
So green's the brightest while purple's one of the dimmer colors.
That makes sense. I understand how light works.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool, bro.
Yep. Another fun fact about tritium. It comes in at the low price of $30,000 per gram.
How the fuck did you get it?
There's not very much in there, pro tip.
Okay.
It's like well into the microgram range.
Well, I would assume so. Jesus
also,
Christ.
Also, you can't get it in large quantities because it's also an essential component in fusion bombs. Okay. They use it to fusion boost nukes, so like those tubes are like the biggest you can legally get.
So if we smash this open on my snake, will it turn into a kaiju? I'm kidding.
I might kill your snake.
We're not feeding my snake radioactive isotopes.
Honestly, like, the amount in there is so small it probably won't do anything.
Let's,
That's awesome.
Guster, come here. We're going to turn you into a cat kaiju.
That's just a random box I got. Oh, yeah, that's, like, the little plastic thing if you want the
That's really fucking cool, man. So to have people who are listening who can't see it, it's basically just, it looks like a giant fuse, like a clear glass tube.
Yeah.
Like Ninja Turtles canister of ooze.
Yep. No, I got them from a website. You have to get them mailed in from Singapore.
Nice.
Is this like suspended in a liquid?
No, it's just in a acrylic tube to protect it.
Oh, gotcha.
And there's a, down the middle of the tube is a glowing green rod.
Yep. Mm. It's a glass vial filled with tritium.
I think it's what they use in like sights.
Yes, they use it for gun sights.
Gun sights.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So you look in a gun sight and it's always got the little...
I was wondering how those are always glowing.
Yeah.
It's tritium.
Well, goddamn.
They make, there's watches made that you like, Luminox uses tritium tubes for their like numbers and shit, and they're fucking cool looking.
All right.
Yeah. But, yeah. And for the viewers, like, they're not super bright. They're about as bright as a dim glow stick. Like, you won't notice it in, like, daylight.
I'm going to turn my lamp off. Yeah. Let's see.
But, like, in a dark area or at night, it works well enough. And the nice thing is you can use it to illuminate stuff, like, without wrecking your night vision. That's another reason they use it for gun sights.
All right.
Because it's bright enough to work as a sight without wrecking your night vision or giving your position away.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're also a great thing to put on your keys. So
sure.
So you can drop them at night.
So you can find them, yeah.
Yeah, turn off the light again.
All right.
I got blue and purple.
Oh, fuck yeah, you do. That's pretty cool. Oh, nice.
Ice blue and purple. I got blue because it's Cherenkov blue. Cherenkov radiation is blue in color. It's not literally Cherenkov radiation, but I got it that color because I'm a nerd.
Yeah, you have to be a nerd because you know what all those words you just said mean.
Yep. It's also got a nice metal fastener too, so like,
yeah,
you don't lose it.
Well, that's pretty fucking fancy.
Yep.
I agree. Thank you, Connor.
So yeah,
very
like,
nice of you.
It'll last for decades, like, as long as you don't break or lose it.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Here's awesome. Your present, Trevor.
All right. It looks like a reading glasses case.
Did the case come with this?
It is a scroll with a rubber band. To neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
From Connor. Right Eternal, shiny and chrome. Oh, is this fucking... It's, oh, shit.
It's Molotow Chrome.
Liquid Chrome. Holy shit. This is for painting, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very fucking excited about this. So, mini painting. There's many, many metallic paints.
Yeah.
They are all basically a color, gray usually, or some amber or yellow for golds, with... tiny metal flecks in them, like teeny tiny metal flecks, and that's what gives it the metallic shine. Sure. But you can always see the teeny tiny metal flecks in it, so it always looks kind of flaky, like if you ever see cars with
like
that
sparkly
weird
paint,
yeah,
or like a bowling ball, like a sparkly bowling ball.
Okay,
this shit doesn't do that. This is fucking just chrome paint,
really.
And yeah, it's, I don't know how the fuck they did it.
Magic somehow.
Yeah.
I saw Adam, where I learned of that stuff is if you watch Adam Savage's YouTube channel, he's making like the Iron Man Mark I armor, and he used that to do the chrome on it.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to work with, but I heard it looks amazing once you figure it out.
I am very excited to get a project and use this on it.
There's some notes on the card, but feel free to experiment.
Oh, I will read the notes. Oh, I will not read these on the podcast.
Yeah.
Molotow Liquid Chrome. For optimal mirror-like effect, feel free to experiment. These are recommendations I read online. Use on glossy undercoat. Yeah, my color shift is also you use on glossy undercoat. Airbrush fast and thick. Finish will dull with overspray. Multiple coats. Interesting. Allow to dry for 3 days if clear coating. 2 weeks if unprotected. I mean, all right. Fingerprints will dull finish. Well, obviously. Clean airbrush with isopropanol. Oh, so this is...
it's alcohol-based.
I will have to open my windows and run my exhaust fan out the window for that.
I figure you know what you're doing when it comes to cleaning airbrush, and like you already know how to clean like alcohol-based paints.
Yes,
sir. Just going on that assumption.
Yes, sir. I have done it before. It is... It's a pain in the ass, but it's not that.
Yeah, bad. I figured that's a gift you'd like.
that is fucking awesome. And I've actually, I saw this shit on a video, like some like painter's video I watched. I'm maybe a month or two back, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta try that shit out because that looks fucking cool.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting you a silly gift, but I figured I'd give you something cool that you'd like.
Fuck yeah, bro. Thank you. I appreciate it.
The silly gift idea was a Godzilla body pillow.
I would cuddle up with my kaiju cuddle buddy.
But I figured you'd appreciate the liquid chrome a bit more.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah, man.
All right. You know, you want to go on to the main content?
Oh, there's more?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, yeah. I got a resin printer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've been working on the basement, and I made, like, a little fume hood for it and everything.
Nice. Yep. Yeah, I saw pictures of your setup down there, man. You got yourself a nice all little right. paint studio down there. You need to get on the painting.
Yep, I'll get on that. For reference, I got a filament print I got from Goblin God Games.
Okay.
It's like a little dice box to give you, like, a baseline of, like, what a filament print looks like.
Yeah.
It's very shiny and silky to the viewers. This is what they call silk filament.
Yeah, that's kind of cool looking filament.
Oh yeah, you can get different filaments.
Yeah.
And by the way, I may not have a problem because I have a filament printer coming in the mail. So yeah. You have both types.
Well, I mean, you need filament printer if you're going to do terrain.
Yeah.
You just can't do terrain on a resin printer because the base is way too small.
Yeah. Like, resin is excellent for high detail stuff and small things. But if you want big stuff or stuff that's structurally strong, you get a filament printer.
Right, exactly.
All right. So, well, here's some prints I made for you guys specifically. Then I can show you the other example prints.
Oh, my God.
Is that...
Nice.
That's fucking Max from Shining Force.
I might have to reprint him because there were some fails here. Like, the sword failed there and, like, the heel of his foot failed a little bit there. Like,
still
fucking
cool,
man. I just used auto supports.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll have to reprint him. But I went through my big cleaning process and resetting my printer and cleaning it out. So, like, that'll come later.
Yeah. Learning, from what I've heard, learning where you need to put supports is, like, the biggest part of learning how to do resin printing, because supports are very, like, they're, like, the key to the whole thing. So, for people who don't know, the way a resin printer works is it dips, it's like a plate that dips in a pool of liquid resin, and,
it creates scaffolding around the thing to reach areas.
And then UV light hits the resin in certain spots, and that's what hardens the resin. And
the build plate lifts up, and then it cures another layer. It's like an MRI in reverse.
And then in order for shit to not, like, just fall off and collapse, it has to be attached in a bunch of points. So there's, like, this, the scaffolding-looking... system of supports on it.
I didn't know how big Space Marines were, so I just printed this guy, like, so you have a counterpoint so you can compare and contrast with actual minis.
Yeah, that's a dope ass. That is like a fucking Horus Heresy era Terminator with a fucking storm shield and a fucking power hammer. God damn, that's a clean print.
It's funny on Thingiverse. You see things like space traders and fantasy knight warriors to avoid copyright takedowns.
Yeah. That is dope looking. But
these are just random models. The reason why the Max model sort of like borked out there was the model wasn't made with 3D printing in mind. So like the resin printer didn't like the geometry so much.
Yeah.
Or more specifically the auto support. So I'll try and reprint them next time. But now on to the actual models I have because... I subscribe to this company called Archvillain Games.
Right.
And they have a Patreon. I pay $10 a month, and every month I get 20 models.
Yeah.
20.
And you just... Yeah, it's basically like a subscription service where they just send you STL files or whatever of models. And they're just random shit every month. But then you just have that file forever on your account.
Yeah.
And you can just...
Not even an account. I have the file, so I can put it on a flash drive. Right. I can give it to friends.
Awesome. So, it's fucking dope.
And the thing is, they're very high quality models because what's real nice about them is that they're pre-supported. So they have all the supports set up.
Oh.
Yeah. Another thing is the supports are optimized too. So they're just strong enough to make the model print correctly, but they're weak enough to be like torn off and like without damaging the model.
Right.
And like the. And it comes off easy, too. Like, I haven't had a fail yet. Like, with those pre-supported models, they're like plug and play.
Well, that's cool.
All right. Here's the test print. It's a little chess piece thing. That's like calibration mini.
Fuck yeah. God damn, I'm just amazed how smooth resin print is, man.
All right.
I was impressed by it. Look at the top of it, though.
Yeah.
It's got fucking stairs going down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a double helix on the inside.
Like, look at, like, right there. You see how you can see
the individual layer lines?
They just don't exist on this.
The layer lines are about 0.5 millimeters. Like, unless you shine the light on it just right, you can't see the layer lines. Like, basically, you can't see it more than a foot away.
Yeah.
Or without a magnifying glass.
It's fucking crazy.
So I got some more dudes to show you. I think it was March's theme. They did lots of rats.
Yeah.
So they're like very like Kroger brand Skaven, but hey, holy, I like the Skaven.
Fuck, man. The detail. Oh, you're gonna fucking make me buy a 3D printer, aren't you? You son of a bitch.
Oh, here's the big cheese.
Holy
Jesus.
Shit, bro. The fucking detail, the quality. Oh my God. So for people, I'm sorry, this is an audio show.
You're gonna have to take photos.
And he's just unloading all of these miniatures, like a couple inch tall fucking rat people with fucking, you know, armor, and this one has a little weird crossbow gun.
Oh, I have a big claws, miniature.
And this guy's a giant fucking mutant rat who looks kinda like the Goblin King from the second Hobbit movie, but a rat.
I also bought a standalone miniature from Arch Villain Games, and it's a big one I have to assemble in like four pieces.
That fucking pose is so like the original Ganon.
Yeah. So, and the difference here, so he brought this, to compare and contrast for us, he brought this filament printed dice box where like it's cool looking, but like you can see all these lines in it. Like it's like basically comparing watching like 480p television to like a fucking 1080 or even 4K TV where like you can see the lines of resolution on a 480 TV.
And here's like a little thing my friend Alexander printed for me. It's a little B-wing like cutout.
Nice.
It's on a filament print. But let me show you the other miniature I got, a big one actually, that comes in multiple pieces.
All right.
Jesus.
And you printed this on your?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I didn't even tell you what printer I got. I got an Elegoo Mars 2 Pro.
All right.
I was originally going to go with an Anycubic printer, but I heard issues with, like, production quality and customer service. So I decided, I'm going to go with Elegoo because they're the other popular brand. So there's going to be a lot of community support for it.
That's true.
Holy shit, dude. This thing is fucking dope.
Trouble standing on the base without glue, so I'm just going to leave him there, but that's his base. With the base, he's like 7 inches tall.
So it's the I'm looking at this 7 inch tall. Is a dragon?
Shit. It's like a reptile avian thing.
Yeah,
it's like a demon.
So it's got like a fucking lizard bird, like a long bird fucking head.
Like if you're a fan of like Warhammer, it looks like a Lord of Change.
And giant fucking wings. And these dope ass robes with runes on them and
Jesus,
a spell book.
Cool. Fuck it, those wings are insane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Fucking painting those will be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do like a wash on them with a.
Fucking 5 minutes with an airbrush and I'd have them like.
Feathers are fun because you have all the geometry to let you know where to paint and you can do things like.
Yes.
Do like a dark color on the outer feathers and make it brighter towards the.
Yes.
The feathers are fun.
Feathers are actually really fun. I painted a little owl once, and he's right. So, and because they're so defined and so 3D, and then plus you could, so you paint it all like a one color, and then you can dry brush along those and really make those feathers pop.
Yeah.
And you can really do some great effect to them. These are just beautiful models.
These God are solid, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I printed them solid. The only thing that's not solid is the base here.
Yeah.
And the thing I noticed when printing this, like, when you have, like, when you're printing something, you see, like, the MRI of it, basically.
Yeah.
And I noticed this guy was hollow, but there was no drain holes on it.
Oh.
So,
Whoops.
The thing is, so, the model was cured, but there was still uncured resin on the inside. And it's, like, it's very unlikely, but I don't want to drop the base and have it crack open and
spill resin all over the place.
So, I had to drill it out, and that wasn't exactly fun or clean.
Right.
So, So that's a thing to take note of.
Always have drain holes, yeah.
Yeah, and an air hole so it can actually flow out. So you need two holes at least.
Right. Physics.
And also you just use less resin, so you're not just wasting resin. Right.
Well, yeah, I imagine this guy fucking took a ton of resin, this giant
rat. Oh, yeah,
rat
but
man.
The thing is, though... But
fuck, he's solid.
When it comes to resin...
Yeah.
The one I got is a special water washable resin, so I don't have to deal with alcohol and its stupid inflation because COVID.
Yeah.
So obviously you don't wash it down the drain, but basically you can rinse the resin and like the when your print is done, you can wash it in water in like a washing station, which I also got.
So that's nice.
Yeah, and like once the water is like contaminated, what you do is just leave it in the sun for the resin in it to cure, then like settle it out, like let it sit for like in a bottle for a week to settle it out, decant the water and just like put the goop onto like a plastic plate, leave it out in the sun, and it'll cure into plastic and you can dispose of it like normal plastic.
Yeah, right in the city sewer system.
Well, in the trash.
Right into the city sewer system is what you do with normal plastic. Right into the ocean. You just dump it right into the river.
Yes. I really want... Oh, fuck, man.
These are fucking dope, man.
This I'm not cool done shit. Yet. I got my big Jesus. Models.
That's not your big model?
No. Oh, my God. So, anyways... that thing is these guys,
so cool looking.
Yeah, Archvillain Games. I think the model's called a Volduk, whatever that is. Yeah. But yeah, Archvillain.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's cool. Sweet looking.
It's a giant bird monster with fucking priest robes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right, what else you got in there? Stuff, like this only costs like a couple bucks in resin.
Oh.
Because when you use a slicer program, the one that comes with Elegoo Mars' Shitu box. It'll tell you how much resin it uses in milliliters and gives you a price estimate per model.
Okay. Business idea. I got a buddy. Oh, I guess he's got his own 3D printer, so he wouldn't need us. Shit. Never mind.
Okay. Never mind.
I was going to have... Nick Chibalisco is pretty good with Blender, a 3D modeling program. Yeah. We could have him model miniatures and then sell original miniatures, because if that's $2 worth of resin or whatever,
yeah, about
we could sell it for $20.
The only problem is how much time does it take to render one of those things?
I think you don't got these guys took about 5 to 6 hours.
That ain't bad at all.
Yeah, although that's just for the guy. The wings were also like a separate print,
right?
That's fucking cool.
So yeah, oh yeah, that's another thing. LCD printers are way faster than FDM printers.
Yes, they are.
Because the thing is, an FDM printer, it runs with an extruder and has to travel and extrude every bit of plastic. Right. With a resin printer, it just cures each layer at a time. So your bottleneck isn't the amount of material. It's how many layers you have. So taller prints take longer.
Right. So the trick is like something like this, instead of printing it like this, if you print it like this, it'll print faster. Or like or like this Ratman, instead of printing him like this, you print him at like a fucking, like a 45 degree angle, which is probably hard for a thing with an attached base, but you get the point.
The bases were separate. I actually glued
nobody
them on.
Listening gets the point. Instead of printing it standing straight up and down, you print it like the
sideways.
Yeah.
So there's fewer layers. Gotcha.
You do lose a little bit of like fidelity. Like you see the layer lines more. So it's like a trade off of like fast versus quality.
That's fair. I'd probably go with quality over.
Yeah. Now I'll show you my favorite prints, because on Thingiverse, they had some of my ships from my favorite game on there.
All right.
Oh, Elite Dangerous.
You know, I've always been meaning to check this game out.
Well, I know than I need to about that game, and like it's one of those games where you definitely need like a mentor buddy to explain to you.
How many hours do you have in that game?
600.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's not even the highest game I have the most hours in. Don't look at my space engineer's playtime.
Right. I was going to say, I know you were up. Weren't you like near it? Like you and my dad for a while were like neck and neck on fucking
Kerbal Space Program.
Kerbal Space Program.
Jesus.
I haven't played that game in a while.
That's all your dad plays.
Oh, he's like, he's got to be over 3,000 hours by now.
God. So here are my favorite friends.
All right.
This is the Mamba from Elite Dangerous.
All right. These are just spaceships now. Holy shit, that's solid.
Yeah, I printed them solid, so they're strong.
Yeah.
That was about $4 in resin.
All right.
Four or five, roughly.
So he's handing me... I can't even describe these spaceships. We'll put fucking... Are the rest of the models all spaceships?
Yeah. This is also another spaceship from Elite Dangerous, the Ferdolance.
We'll just put pictures of all these on the thing, because there's no way I can describe spaceships to people.
Jesus.
We'll go through the rest of the spaceships after the show, okay?
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
That way we can actually look at them and talk about them and not, like, you know, have everybody go, like, what the fuck am I listening to?
We'll have a picture that they can look at of everything.
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah.
It's all real cool.
The best ship in the game statistically, and in my opinion, the best looking ship. All
right.
That's all that matters.
That's fair.
Like, this ship here, like, you play fighting games, right?
Yeah.
What's that character everyone picks because they're just that good and you're handicapping yourself if you don't pick that character? This ship is that character in Elite.
Got it.
So it's the sword in Halo 2.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Okay.
Like, this is like, this makes up like 60% of all PvP ships.
I got to go grab my tablet real quick.
Okay.
So you guys talk about...
See if we got you got other thing. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, look at that. Perfect. Well, talky talk. Ships and resin prints and things with the stuff and also the other things. We filled time.
Did you? You never actually fill time, and it's frustrating to me. Because I'm not going to edit it out. I'm just going to leave whatever the fuck you said in there.
I literally just said resin things, prints.
Yeah.
For 2 minutes
of that.
I did.
Oh my God. Why does this show exist? I kind of hope if Who Are These Podcasts ever does review us, it's this episode. Because what the fuck are we doing?
I think it's pretty cool.
I mean, they're dope as shit. Don't get me wrong.
Doesn't matter. I think it's cool.
That's fair. Let's see.
It'll go.
Do we have anything else to discuss besides resin miniatures?
Nope, not really.
I have like the sum of my experience with working with my resin printer, if you're curious about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely, actually.
So,
I am.
Resin printers have outstanding quality, as you just explained, but there is a fair amount of, like, I guess, like, more post-processing involved than regular filament printers, because with a lot of filament printers, it's usually just scrape off the build plate and tear off the supports and you're good to go.
Right.
With resin prints, when they come off the printer, they're not quite cured all the way. So you have to cure them fully, but of course they're covered in uncured resin and you'll lose detail if you cure them right away. So you gotta wash them first. Normally you do it with alcohol, but as I explained earlier, it's really expensive because of COVID, like $30 a gallon.
Is this water washable resin like substantially more expensive?
It's like on average $5 to $10 more expensive than its regular counterpart. But then again, if you're paying $30 a gallon for alcohol.
So if you're saving all that money in alcohol, also fucking just time and not having to find a way to dispose fucking alcohol.
Yeah.
And
recycling it even is still a hassle.
Yeah.
And also alcohol fumes are explosive. And I'm not sure I feel about using that much alcohol in the basement with, you know, the pilot light to the water heater there.
Plus, I will say this, man. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, wouldn't you just dump the alcohol outside and let it evaporate?
I mean, that's what I would do.
That's what I would do.
But, I mean, no, I wouldn't do that, EPA, if you're listening in. I will also say this
if the EPA's listening in, that's awesome.
That's fair.
Don't even care.
If the EPA is listening in, tell Carl from Who Are These Podcasts to to review my show. The other thing I noticed about this resin, I was looking at, I pop into this store called The Geek Room all the time.
Okay.
And talk to the lady at the desk there. And she was showing me some different shit printed. And, like, the kind of resin matters. Because some resin is really fucking brittle. And, like, some of the models she was showing me, like, these hammers would just snap right off.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's so brittle. But this seems really fucking sturdy. Like, this is...
Yeah, and that's the thing that kind of blows me away. Because I heard water washable resin is slightly more brittle than normal resin. So if this is crappy resin, I want to know what good resin behaves like.
Yeah, because this shit seems, like, really fucking...
Yeah.
Really strong.
Like, also, another thing why certain resin models might be brittle is that they might be over-cured. Like, they might be exposed to too much UV, because the UV cures and hardens it, but of course, the harder something is, the more brittle it comes. And usually what people do is just leave them in a curing oven, or leave them out in the sun, and they don't time it very well, so they might be over-cured. Whereas I have, like, the wash and cure machine, so I just put it in for 3 minutes and 30 seconds, and that's enough to cure them solidly without making them, like, shatter like glass.
Okay.
Like, that's good to know. Oh, sorry. Actually, I did have an accident. When trying to scrape off supports, I accidentally snapped off the Ratman's chain here, so I had to super glue that back on.
Yeah.
But I smacked it with, like, an X-Acto knife, so I think that would break most models and...
Also, let me tell you something. When it comes to building miniatures, half of building miatures is breaking off things that weren't supposed to break off and then gluing them back together. Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Put the wings back on that so I can take a picture of it?
Like fucking Collins.
And I'll stand him up on the base, too. Just don't, like, bump the table because, like, he doesn't stand on there too good. Like, one of the nice things about some of the rat bases, like, they have indents where their feet are supposed to go. So it's really easy to glue them in, but they didn't do that with this guy.
Like, Cullen's fucking dashboard corn berserker, which is an official GW plastic fucking model. Like, I've repaired that fucker now, so.
Oh, yeah, the base doesn't sit level because of... I didn't sand the bottom to make it flush with the table.
Sure.
What a monster. All it's right, fine. So you don't have to put them on the base.
We don't have any emails.
All right.
What?
Nobody likes us, Cullen. Probably,
fuck?
Probably because we do shows that make no sense. In audio. We should have fucking filmed this whole episode. We should have done a YouTube video for this.
Yeah, I'll get the foam out of the
way. You want to, like, turn this whole thing off, restart it, and do the whole thing as a video podcast?
Nope.
All right. Can I explain about, like, the care and handling of a resin printer now?
Yes.
All right, so with a resin printer, you obviously have the, like, the vat.
Yeah.
That holds the resin.
Right.
On the bottom of the vat, there's something called a FEP.
Of what?
Fucking elastic plastic, whatever. I don't know. I forgot what it's called.
All right.
But it's a clear plastic on the bottom, so you're not just putting, like, resin and it spills out.
Right.
Over time, those get, like, scratched and wear out, or you have an accident and you puncture them.
Right.
Those are consumable, and you can replace them.
Okay.
So that's a thing to note. Another thing is, the screens are regarded as consumables as well, because, originally, when they made resin 3D printers, they just used phone screens and made them emit UV.
I know early, like a lot of them, and even a lot of the ones that are still on the market are regular phone screens, and like because they can broadcast so many colors, they burn out quick.
Yeah, because they're wasting all their energy generating heat and colors they don't need to, so that shortens their lifespan. But so the hot new thing is monochrome screens where they only emit UVs.
Yes.
And because of that, they don't have to spend as much time curing the resin, which is less strain on the screen. You get more lifespan.
Yes.
From what I've read, the expected lifespan is about 2,000 hours for a monochrome screen, where it was about 500 hours with regular screens.
Right.
And
so do they sell just the screens online to buy?
I think the replacement screens for my Elegoo Mars are like between $40 and $70. I forgot.
Oh, that ain't bad.
I forgot which one it was, but around that price point.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's a thing to consider. Another thing is when you get your resin, if you have a failed print, which like this guy was a partial fail, so there's some globs of uncured resin.
Right.
So I have a bunch of like little like micron, like 100 micron paint strainers. So like when I pour the leftover resin from the vat back into the bottle, because you're not supposed to leave it out for several days at a time.
Sure.
And, like you don't want chunks of resin in your bottle. So,
yeah. So you strain it.
Yeah.
Got it.
So basically, the nice thing about water washable resin is that you can just use water. So in my case, I don't need alcohol, but you want gloves because you're not supposed to get the uncured resin on your hands.
Right.
A paint strainer. The printer is pretty good at giving you like a few disposable gloves and like accessories, paint scrapers and.
Look, I have half that shit anyway, just for airbrushing.
Yeah,
because I don't want to fucking like. Technically, it's all non-toxic paint. Well, this fucking chrome shit probably isn't. But like most paints I use are acrylic, just water-based shit.
Yeah, you probably have all the PPE you need anyways.
Yeah,
for fumes
I've got
and
fucking gas stuff. Masks and fucking goggles and gloves and.
I don't have a gas mask, but I do have a fume extractor set up in the basement. It's like a little cabinet, TV cabinet that I sealed off, put a hole in.
Yeah, I saw. It looks great.
And put like an inline duct fan in.
Yeah,
it has a flow rate of about 100 cubic feet a minute. That should be plenty for that little cabinet.
It's fucking smart. And also, that would double as a fine spray booth if you ever get an airbrush.
Yeah. I can just move the printer and then use it as a spray booth. I even have like a little like silicone mat under it, so if I have spills, it doesn't ruin the cabinet.
Nice.
Oh yeah, speaking of spills, that's another thing I did with my Elegoo Mars. I protected it against spills.
Yeah. Because
apparently, if you get a matte screen protector, you can put it on there and seal it off with Kapton tape. So if you spill resin directly on your printer, it won't destroy your screen.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and from what I've seen, like I don't think the screen protector interferes with like the print quality too much.
It doesn't look like it from what I'm looking at here.
So yeah, and specifically you want to get a matte finish or anti-glare finish, depending on how they label it. So like the the bottom of the vat doesn't suction onto it. All but right. Yeah, that way if I have a resin spill, I just replace a $3 screen protector and not a $70 screen.
That
just
makes sense.
Just have a rat with a huge cock underneath it.
Yeah, where's his resin penis?
Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
Kind of just start adding cartoonish large penises.
To everything.
To all of them.
Oh, gosh.
Please.
Make it really veiny, too. I'm sure they have knockoff models of Slaanesh cultists on Thingiverse somewhere.
Oh, they got to. Slaanesh is basically a sex demon in Warhammer 40,000. So we have no emails this week. If you'd like to write in, the email address is...
Well, apparently nobody would, so...
Oh, yeah. Forgot to tell you, the price of my Elegoo Mars, the printer I printed all this stuff on, was about $300.
Well, shit. That's
dirt cheap. Yeah, resin printers have gone down in price. They're about, like, as much as a desktop computer. So if you can afford a desktop computer, you can afford a 3D printer.
I was looking at the smaller ones that were, like 160 to 200.
I want a filament printer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why do you want a filament printer?
Because I saw a guy make speaker boxes with filament printer. I'm like, that's kind of fucking cool.
I feel like they wouldn't sound real great.
Apparently they do.
Really?
Yeah.
And the thing with filament printers is, like, you can get different filaments with different mechanical properties.
Yeah.
Like, I have a filament printer coming in, like, I have some black filament, but I also ordered some silk filament, like purple silk filament, like that.
Yeah.
So that would be fun. It looks
That's
very
That's the
pretty.
Other cool thing about filament
it's
printers.
It's slick looking.
Colored printer.
Can't you do was it acetone bath or something?
To smooth it out a bit?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that would impact the shine. I sort of like the finish on it already.
Yeah.
It's like that, what is it? Like those, holographic foil things.
Yeah. Well, even the resin kind of has that to a point. Like some of them,
you can still see the layer lines.
If you hit them at certain angles, I noticed that you'd... get some.
Here, you can look at the bottom of the Fertilance. You can see, some of the flat geometry on the ship.
All right. You guys, we don't have any emails. The email address is loudneighbors@outlook.com before anybody interrupts me again.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got anything else?
No.
No.
This has been the 3D printer podcast.
That's right. And look, everybody got a lesson today.
Yeah. Resin printers are fun.
It's pretty fucking cool.
We're
going
to convince our listeners to get bidets.
Everybody should
resin
get a bidet.
Printers.
Fuck.
Just think about it. If you were to buy this as an injection molded model, think of how much that would cost you versus the $4
books,
of resin.
Books
this
by M. Warren Askins.
Yeah. Buy those too.
Yeah. How much do you think this guy would cost if he was a regular store-bought model?
20, 30, 40 bucks somewhere.
Yeah.
In there,
yeah,
depending on the brand.
If you're interested in miniatures at all, resin printer is going to be a huge cost saver.
If it's bones, it'd be $10, but he'd also.
No, that thing would still, even with a bones, that thing would still be
really?
20, 30 bucks.
Jeez.
Yeah. Cause the bigger bones models still get fairly expensive depending on what they are.
Even though I paid for this guy separately, that's $6 for the model files
is dirt cheap, and you can print as many as you want.
Yeah, and you can do things like print at different scales too, so I can print this guy at 50% or 150% or whatever's the biggest my build plate I can cram onto my build plate.
Yeah,
I forgot to bring my example models, but I have a model that's 1 inch tall, and I double the size and it's 2 inches tall.
Yeah.
But and the thing is, the model files I got from Archvillain Games have different poses, so I can get print out different poses and loadouts for this guy as well. So it's not just the model file.
Cool.
So for $6, I have several poses of this figure.
Right.
And plus the $4 in resins, I effectively spent $10 on this model.
All right.
And that's still a huge savings.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in miniatures,
that's the way to go.
Just get a resin printer and subscribe to some 3D model company. Because for $10 a month, I get 20 models.
He's never going to stop talking,
no.
is he?
Hey, I'm having fun. I'm sure you can talk this long about painting.
Yes, I can. I can. It's true.
And also, I haven't been on the podcast in a long time. I got to flush out that airtime.
This is why his fucking emails are all goddamn books. Because he types like this too. This has been the Loud Neighbors Podcast. Connor, thank you for coming on, sharing me your fucking knowledge and work on 3D printers, because this shit is incredible. And you haven't had it that long, have you?
No, I had it. Well, I've had it for a while, but I only set it up recently because I needed to get the fume extraction set up. So I've been using it for like a week and a half.
This is some pretty fucking like already solid work for just like a week of fucking around with it, man. That's great.
And the nice thing is like with the build plate is like if you're printing little like soldiers like this rat guy here, you can put multiple dudes on your build plate and it'll still print just as fast.
Right.
Sweet.
These guys were like 2 to 3 hours.
All right.
Maybe a little bit longer because of the scaffolding like lifts them up. Yeah. But
well, you got anything, Colin?
No, no, no. I'm looking for something after this.
Loudneighbors.com, Facebook.com/loudneighbors. We will post all the pictures of these on one or both of those places. So this conversation will be like a follow along with a picture book that Colin's going to post on our website and probably on our Facebook
page. I'll send you the pictures I took too, because I took a lot of B-roll pictures for these guys.
Excellent.
Because I have that like nice desk with the overhead lamp and variable color temperature.
Yes, I need to get one of those.
Oh, yes. They're so nice. Like, because that's apparently a thing I researched on painting. All right, I'll shut up.
This has been the Loud Neighbors Podcast. Fucking
bye.